This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Put off today what you didn't do yesterday because it won't get done until tomorrow. Wait a minute, what is that? Okay. And don't put off what you need to do till tomorrow, what you can do today. How about that? And that means being up to date every day on what's going on in the world from the perspective of some very intelligent people, if I don't say so or do say so myself. The DJV show with intelligentsia like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen. So if you want to know what's going on and hear the story up front, first, fast, and factual, here we go. And Victoria is going to take the lead here. Go ahead, Victoria. What do you have?
This is really a Jennifer story. Yeah, this is. This is the fires in California are the number one story that everyone in the country is talking about. The death toll has risen apparently to a total of 44, 42 from the Camp Fire, which is, I believe, is the more devastating of the two fires. Mm-hmm. It looks like the state of California has issued an emergency disaster declaration, and President Trump approved that request yesterday. And if you look at any of the images, if you turn on the TV, computer, whatever, it just looks apocalyptic. I can't even imagine what people are going through out there. It's
pretty
devastating.
Ugly.
It's yep. horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of the evacuation orders in Southern California have started to lift, and a lot of the road closures have started to lift, but there are still a lot of areas that are burning in Southern California with the Woolsey Fire. It's 93,000 acres so far and 146 square miles, if you can imagine that. That's a large chunk of land. The containment, however, is good news. Even though it was very windy in the fire area yesterday, they've got the containment up to 30%. That means that evacuation orders like for Agoura Hills and Oak Park, these are communities that were evacuated since Thursday. They're now allowing residents back into their homes, but some can't go because of smoke. And then some of the school districts, and this is what's so interesting, I have a friend who teaches for the Conejo Valley School District. They've canceled classes all the way through Thanksgiving, so students won't be returning till the Monday after Thanksgiving, which is bizarre. Why, I don't know. I don't know if that's people dealing with the loss of their homes or what it might be. There's also boil water notices that have been issued to residents in a couple of different water districts, and that's because they lost pressure, which now is making people either use boiled water to brush their teeth and drink water, bottled water, or they have to boil water. So it's kind of interesting to see. We had another fire break out just near my office at the 118 freeway and Rocky. They called it the Peak Fire. It burned about 25 acres yesterday, so that was kind of tense moments. Luckily, the fire department was able to put that one out. So these little fires are popping up all throughout California, and it seems like these power lines are to blame. When the wind knocks them over, they spark, these fires start, and then firefighters have to rush to them to try to put them out before they get into the situation of the Woolsey Fire.
So, under the circumstances, you look at a map of the country and you can see how the impact of these fires, the weather literally is being affected. And not only in California, but if you look at the map, I think, Victoria, if you're posting it, and now we're posting a map at our Facebook page, DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show, a map of the country showing the impact of the fire in California and on the West Coast, and the impact of the air, the smoke, has been captured by the jet stream. It happens the jet stream is flowing down the West Coast, then curves over the Southwest, goes up over the Midwest, and into New England. There's a storm right now, that has brewed heavy rain and that sort of thing. But if you look at the map, it shows all the areas in the country that are being affected by the smoke from these fires. And who would have thought that people in Texas and New Mexico and Oklahoma and Nebraska and Iowa and Missouri and Illinois and Ohio and Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, all Maine being affected. We're breathing this smoke now. We're breathing it. That's how insidious, that's how impactful, that's how horrible this is. You know me, I don't like to underscore anything that's horrible unless it's for everybody's well-being. So I don't know that it's mask-wearing time, but you'll feel it. You'll see when the rain sort of dries off. In the Midwest, the rain that's come through is drying off today, so you'll be able to, I don't know that you'll see it, but you'll be able to breathe it. You'll be able to sense the smoke in the air. And this is how this stuff, I think I may have said, I don't know, no, I maybe haven't, because I haven't talked to you about my trip to California. On the plane going out on Friday, I watched a documentary that was prepared by the folks at the Discovery Channel about the impact of global, well, not global warming, but the impact of fossil fuels, or the impact of how we're living and what it's doing to affect the ozone layer, the carbon dioxide levels. And you know me, I'm not easily convinced, because I believe that the world is going through a change that it goes through normally. But I will tell you, this thing went a long way to getting me to think the next car I'm going to buy is going to be an electric car. And I'll tell you that the numbers and the graphs that were used by it was mostly NASA research that's been done. This was a Discovery focus on NASA and what it's done to help us here on the planet to understand what has gone. It was a fabulous thing. If you get a chance to see it, you can probably go to the Discovery Channel and watch it. It just is a fabulous education about what NASA has done. And along the way, the purpose wasn't to rally people for the cause. It was to tell you what NASA has done. And my conclusion, I had two conclusions. One of them is they were really foolish in this country, politicians and bureaucrats who don't support what NASA has done, is doing, and can do, even if we are going to have private. And the documentary reflects on the private aspects of getting into space. But if we're not really taking advantage of all of the training, all of the work, all the intelligence that these people have put in over the past 60 or 65 years, we're very foolish, very foolish. And one of the impacts of what NASA has learned in all the satellite imagery they've taken of our planet has been how the ozone layer, the hole that was developed, that I remember talking about it when we actually were in, I guess it was in school or shortly after that. So the past 40 years have been discussion about the ozone layer and the ozone hole and how the amount of carbon dioxide in the air is the trees and the vegetation can't keep up with the absorption of carbon dioxide in the system, in the air. And so it adds to the levels up until the 1700s were zero, basically. That is, we had no impact, humans had no impact on the atmosphere, and now the impact is at 400 decibels per whatever, I don't know what the hell it is, but you look at the graph and you can see how burning fossil fuel has impacted the amount of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. Monoxide is a different, it has nothing to do with these calculations. Carbon dioxide is what's in the air along with the oxygen, the hydrogen, that sort of thing. So I don't mean to make this a science lesson, but I do mean to tell you that, A, that's a great thing for you to watch, and for our own health and well-being, it ought to be that we think a little bit more about, and it isn't America, really, it's because we're really not the culprits. We have been, and we certainly burn plenty of fossil fuel, but if you look at what's going on in Asia and in Africa, the burning of stuff there is just, it's egregious. So, anyway, it's not a political lesson, as I said. It's a scientific lesson. But something, when you look at this map of the country and see the impact of the smoke, now what's that? Where is that going to go? All the leaves are gone on the trees. other than certainly north of the Mason-Dixon line, there's no absorption of this stuff. It just will blow out over the ocean, and it'll end up somehow it'll be, get washed away, but not until it's had its impact on our country, and maybe even blow up over northern Europe. So, and these fires, that one of the predictions that is made by NASA when they look at these sorts of fires is that they get bigger and better, or better, bigger and more troublesome, because we're not taking the responsibility to remove from the path of potential fires the stuff that burns. The green stuff, I mean, this is the lesson. Try to burn a green log in your fireplace. You can't burn a green log in your fireplace because it hasn't dried out yet. It won't burn. So a green tree is not likely to burn. It'll burn if it's hot enough and there's enough flame, but the stuff that gives the fire the force that it has is all the dead stuff on the ground that ought to be removed. And that's the whole thing with the suit against PG&E, not only that will follow this fire, but also the fire last year up in Northern California. The lawyers and the insurance companies have figured that it was PG&E's responsibility, and they've traced all of the things that PG&E has been asked to do since last year to clean up their act, whether it's with frayed lines that fall down into this burn area, or the stuff on the ground that hasn't been cleaned up that should be, all of these things. They're going to be sued for billions of dollars, and they're running to the state of California for protection right now. There are conversations between PG&E and the governor of California to try to keep them, and Jerry Brown allegedly has said to them, we can't let you go bankrupt. Who knows what they're going to do to step in to pay the legitimate claims of people who have lost their homes, lost family members, lost their lives. And this will continue. And because this stuff isn't being tended to, the fires will be bigger, they'll last longer, and they'll be more intense. So what do we do about that? It's probably a very good question we ought to be asking ourselves. Anyway, that map is, Victoria, is that map up for Kara?
Yes, so it's up on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so facebook.com/DJB Show. Pretty important stuff here. Here's something else that's important. Your teeth, your smile. A great lasting white smile. Studies proving that a smile is your most important feature. And the perfect risk-free solution to get you on your way to having a greater smile and more confident you is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs are available so that you can put the, you snap the little tube and you take the Q-tip out and you do it over. I'm going to save the audience from me having to do that at the moment, although I think it's time for me to do it. I do it about once a week, usually, and it changed. Actually, there's a picture of me that was taken at an event last week that I may send out to, so you can see the benefits of using Power Swabs. Kind of cool. Nice smile. Is always pleasant, makes you look younger, feel better about yourself. The stains are removed, and they are not covered up. And they're not taken out by, you see a lot of these ads on TV for the toothpaste that remove your stains. Well, they have those little, what do they call those little things, Victoria? Those little pea plastic things they put into things to, their
microbeads?
Microbeads, yeah, thank you. Yes, right. That's what toothpaste has in it. It'll remove the stains, but also removes your enamel. So your teeth are exposed. You have more cavities that way. No, not a good idea. The best idea is to call 800-208-1797 and get on the bandwagon. Prove to everybody else that you're the smartest kid on the block by saying, hey, look, I decided to use power swabs and it works great. And it does. Don't have to spend $1,000 at your dentist to have your teeth whitened. Take my advice, take the experience that we've all had. And by the way, this is not available online. You can only get it by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. The code is DJV for Power Swabs at half price.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I say, it's like that I stop breathing but completely aware.
Recognize Gaga. 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying Lady Gaga, one of the more than 250,000 residents who had to leave their homes after the Woolsey fire encroaching on Malibu, Calabasas, and all those acres across Los Angeles County, Ventura County. As one of the many who have been reeling from the impact of the disaster, she's not sure whether she even has a home to go back to. That didn't stop her from spending time at a shelter and encouraging those staying there to get the help they need. In a video, Gaga speaks to a crowd gathered at Pacific Palisades High School, where the Red Cross had set up a shelter. She says in the video, quote, "I'm not exactly sure when or how this is going to hit me when it does. And what I can tell you is that I'll pray for each and every one of you. You'll be in my thoughts. I extend my love to each and every one of you. I know that we don't know each other, but I love you. This is an emergency. You're not alone. We have each other." Gaga also encouraged them to take advantage of the shelter's resources, namely their mental health team, and to take care of each other in the wake of this event. She says, quote, "Please do not discount your mental health during this time. It's so important that you take care of what's going on in your head and in your heart, because what you feel now is going to feel very different next week, and it's going to feel very different the week after that, and the month after that, and maybe the year after that." So this activity is, we've been talking about, still going on just north of Los Angeles proper, up the PCH and inland to the 101. It's really it's amazing how many people have been impacted. Imagine 250,000 people.
She filmed the evacuation of her. She has a ranch in Malibu with lots of horses and a lot of acres. And I guess when the fire jumped over the, what was it, the 101? When it got into Malibu, I guess that's where you could see the smoke in the background. It looked like it was right next door to her ranch when she was filming everyone evacuating and packing up the house and moving the animals. Yeah. And it's unbelievable.
And that's one of the things that hasn't been much discussed, how this impacts the animals.
Yeah.
Horses, cows, dogs, cats, anything like that. There are plenty of them that haven't gotten out of the way of the fire, and the ones who have survived will have respiratory impact the same as human beings do.
Right.
That's something that isn't discussed but ought to be. So this is going to have a far-reaching effect on our country and an impact. This is really a bellwether. I've not talked about fires before the way I am about this one, because this one really, really is impactful. Not that the others haven't been, but this one has a long, this is a long trail here. All right, next up in the music world, Pink announcing that Julia Michaels is going to be along on her Beautiful Trauma World Tour as a special guest. The tour originally kicked off in March of this year, running all the way till October, and now returns for its second leg starting in March of next year. Julia Michaels found success with her big hit Issues, as well as writing songs for The Worm. Sorry's the name of the
Justin
song for
Bieber.
The Worm. Selena Gomez, Hands to Myself, and a lot more. The Beautiful Trauma Tour with Julia Michaels, starting the 1st of March in Fort Lauderdale, wraps up May 21st, a couple of nights in Madison Square Garden. So, lots of activity. I don't know that much about Julia Michaels. What can you ladies tell me about Julia Michaels?
I think she's one of those singer-songwriters who she's started to get her own fame in the last year, but she's kind of like Meghan Trainor, where she was in the background writing hit after hit after hit for people, and they'd never heard of her, and now this year she's finally starting to release her own music, which...
Kind of the theme of A Star Is Born, isn't it, in a way?
Kind of similar. I don't think Lady Gaga was working in the music industry to that extent. She was kind of
doing... No, I don't mean the woman portrayed by Gaga.
I'm talking about her character.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, got it. 28 past the hour, the DJV program.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800.
800- Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. California's campfire, as it's known, the deadliest in state history, and the death toll is rising.
New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Fire officials say the campfire is now 30% contained. Two other people were killed in other fires that are still raging in the state of California. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen could be on her way out. The Washington Post is citing White House officials as saying that President Trump is looking to have Nielsen replaced as soon as possible amid his complaints over her record enforcing immigration policy. Co-creator of everything from Spider-Man to the X-Men comic book legend Stan Lee has died at 95. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
After the hour, it's Tuesday, November the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a good day. Whoops, no, it isn't. Well, when you say that for 28 years, it sticks in your craw once in a while. I actually am presenting a good day with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's going to update us on something that will drive you nuts. All right, Jen.
That's a big introduction. This is a story out of Kansas City, Missouri, that just caught my attention. Now, it happened back on November the 5th, but it is just getting
November
attention
5th.
Right now.
Wow.
I know, that was
what
a great day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I know. Well, now it's just getting attention nationally. The Kansas City Health Department threw away and poured bleach on food meant for homeless people. Now, the homeless population is blowing up across the country. There are a lot of hungry people on our streets, and this food was going to be distributed by a group called Free Hot Soup Kansas City. The Kansas City Star said the food, which included home-cooked chili, foil-wrapped sandwiches, and vats of soup, was destroyed on Sunday, November 5th during a coordinated sting at several parks where volunteers had gathered. Now, the health department said the group did not have a permit and that they were putting people at risk. One of the spokespeople for the health department, Rex Archer is his name, said E. coli, salmonella, listeria can grow in food, and then you give that to homeless people who are more vulnerable, they'll end up in the emergency room and even die from the exposure. The mayor also agreed with the health department. He tweeted out that there are rules to protect the public's health and all groups must follow them, no exceptions.
Oh, my God.
Right. Now, one of the leaders of Free Soup Kansas City said that they will not be stopped. They will continue to hand out free food. They're just going to have to do it on private property. But all that stuff, all those people's time, money, and donations went down in bleach because of these rules.
Damn the government.
And I'm These people in the health department think that they're doing some kind of service. But I mean, all it takes is listening back to what they said. Oh, they might die if you give them this, as if they're not going to die if they don't have any food or they're out in the cold and all these elements. It's just, it's crazy.
Or, you can also get any one of those same things from Duncan Hines batter if you eat raw cookie dough.
Right.
Or if you, you know, there's a recall on that right now.
Or if you go to, any of these places where they have listeria outbreaks where you think that you're being responsible.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It's just no common sense. The people that are going to these public health schools, Princeton, Colgate, there are tons of schools that are training people now to be professionals in the health area, the public health area, public health arena. And they're so over-the-top stupid about stuff. And that's really what it is. It's just pure, nonsensical, incompetent thinking. There's no broadness. They're the blinders that come from reading a book and saying, "Yep, that's what it says on page 46. So we better do that." Ay. Okay. All right. I have an opportunity for people who have health problems to call our line 888-302-3684 if you need health advice. We set up a new health news website, the DJV Health News at djvhealthnews.com. But every couple of weeks, we have the opportunity, or you have the opportunity, to talk to one of the country's foremost experts later on during the day. So we will record your conversation and play it later during the day. And I have for you a wonderful book. Anybody who calls, and we use the question 888-302-3684. Copy of the book Life is Good. When you do the work, it's a fabulous way for you to figure out what's going on in your life. So anybody who's got a good health question that wants to get the answer, we will encapsulate that and then post it later on. But for the purposes of having this program and having your question addressed, answered, if you will, call 888-302-3684. You'll talk to Kara. She'll take your question, record it. We'll put it on the air later at 888-302-3684. And for your input, we'll give you a copy of this book, Life is Good, when you do the work. So anybody's got any good medical or health questions, take advantage of that opportunity, which is today and now only, at least for now. Speaking of today and now, Sadie Hawkins Day originated from Al Capp's comic strip, Little Al. Oh, how many people here? I hesitate sometimes to go into these things because I don't want to speak about things that people don't know anything about. I think most people know about Sadie Hawkins Day. Yes? Do I start on firm ground there with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you know who Al Capp is?
No clue.
No. Okay. Do you know what Little Abner is?
No. Kind of.
Okay. Comic strip that ran for 40-some-odd years. Sadie Hawkins was the homely-looking daughter of Hezekiah Hawkins. At the age of 35, she had not yet married. In an effort to marry her off, the dad brought together all of the unmarried men in town. The town was Dogpatch in this cartoon. He had them run out of town while being pursued by Sadie Hawkins. Whoever lost the race had to marry Sadie Hawkins. and this ended up being John Johnston. The unmarried women of Dogpatch thought the day was a good idea. Sadie Hawkins Day became a yearly event where unmarried women chased bachelors who then had to marry the women who caught them. They were sometimes dragged across the finish line. Sadie Hawkins Day.
Oh, my God. So here I was thinking. Yeah,
I always thought this was like a female empowerment thing.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
This is awesome.
So, well, it's turned into that, but that's not how it started. No. Well, I don't know. Has it? Women inviting men to the dance.
Hey, here's something.
That's what in high school, that's what it came about.
I know. But can't we just do that anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
It's a whole different scene, though, now. You've got kids who are, like, performing dance routines and having celebrities ask people out, like.
I'm so glad that I'm out of high school
so
and I don't have to deal with that. Oh,
teenage Jen dies inside of me every time I see, like, someone with a marching band ask someone to go to a dance. Ooh, promposals. Ugh.
So, how
are you aware of that, Doug? Do you know that that's a thing now?
Well, I remember hearing about celebrities being invited to.
That's different.
Yeah.
How now kids in high school are doing promposals and, like, dance. Like, if you're going out with someone, they do, like, these big, elaborate things to ask someone out. So they might do, like, they bring in a marching band or they spell things out in, like, flowers across the quad or something. I mean, they take a ton of money coming up with elaborate ways to ask people to go to dances. In high school.
Some of them are cute, though. I was in a spin class at SoulCycle in the city in, like, May, and a guy came in. There was a girl who, she was in high school, and she was she sat up on the instructor's bike because it was her birthday. And then, like, all of her friends and her boyfriend came in to surprise her, and he asked her out to the prom. And it was, like, cute. And that was not over the top and expensive, but some of them are really elaborate, like crazy elaborate.
Yeah.
Although, well, I mean, truth be told, if I'm the girl on the other end of that, I'd love that. So I would not say no.
Isn't that funny? And it sounds horrifying to me. It makes me want to, like,
shrink
inside myself. I don't know. That's just so embarrassing. I don't know. I was really shy. I think I still am.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. I am like that, too. I'm very shy. And I would no more chase a woman. Well,
you have to be running away from a woman.
That's one of your favorite ways to run.
Well, I like it when I'm pursued. Yeah, I do like it when I'm pursued. That's true. All right, there's Sadie Hawkins Day for us to consider. Let's get to the TV report, shall we, Jennifer? I'm looking at a list of the shows, that have come on this year. The number one new show of the fall season is ABC's Roseanne, which started with 11 million viewers.
Do you mean the Conners?
The Conners. Did I say that? I said
Roseanne. You said Roseanne, but I wasn't sure
sorry.
If you meant
the
old Roseanne or the new.
No, sorry.
Okay.
The spinoff, the Conners. Number one, God Friended Me is doing well.
That's on my TV. I've not watched that.
I haven't seen that yet.
I watched it the first night and didn't like it at all. Although I do like some of, I thought it was interesting, and I think I said this, Joe Morton, who played Olivia Pope's father in Scandal and has been around for a long, long time. He was a heavyweight on The Good Wife. He's a very well-known character actor. He is God. But the premise of it is just really kind of, I don't know, it doesn't do anything for me. But that's, it may do it for a lot of other people. So I'm looking at some of the other shows. The top 20 here, new ones, at the bottom of the list, All American on CW only has 700,000 viewers, so that's not going
anywhere.
Never
even heard of that.
Yeah, Charmed, which is a reboot, isn't it?
That's actually good, yeah. I actually
only has
that.
Averaging 1.5 million viewers.
But that's on the CW. So, that's actually good for the CW.
Yeah, it may be.
Sunday night, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch much on the CW.
Yeah.
There's a new show. Alec Baldwin is interviewing people, averaging 2 million viewers a week. That's a bomb, right? Isn't that what does that show up?
Yeah, I think they relegate him to the weekends. I think. Well, maybe that was
on Sunday night.
He beat up that guy off over a parking spot.
Yeah, I think that's. I don't know who came up with that idea, but it's a bad idea. Anyway. the show, speaking of that, I Feel Bad on NBC, 2.6 million viewers, not going anywhere.
I haven't seen that either. That looks kind of lame.
Yeah, single parents on ABC 4.9. That was Brad Garrett and some other people.
That's an okay show. I've seen probably four episodes of it. It's not terrible, but it's not amazing.
Dancing with the Stars.
It's nowhere near as good as Modern Family or any, you know, the long-running sitcoms.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars Juniors on ABC, 5 million.
Oh, boy.
He was taking advantage of that. Woof.
Well, honey,
A Million Little Things on ABC, 5 million viewers.
They put a ton of money into that show. Oh, our buddy Nathan Fillion. The Rookie's really good. If you guys haven't seen it, it's really, really good.
5.4 million. How is that? If you looked at any of these things.
He propose me on a bike.
There you go. See?
What has been canceled and what's, is it too early to ask that question?
I haven't gotten any big cancellation notices yet, but you know, it's coming because you're going to see things start to kind of end a little bit towards the holidays
Christmas.
because then the new stuff comes back and what
Murphy Brown, 7.5 million viewers a week.
See, that's just not a funny show. And I like the original Murphy Brown,
it's
but
too
I've
political.
Seen every, it's just not funny. It's not, even when it's not political, it's just not funny.
Not funny.
The writing's terrible.
The Neighborhood on CBS, the white guy moving into a black neighborhood, stupid show, but it's got 8 million viewers on average. The new Magnum PI is 8.5 million viewers averaging. The new Amsterdam show on NBC, 8.5 million. FBI, 10 million average. That's a hit, man. Dick Wolf show. God Friended Me has had 10.5 million viewers on average.
Yeah, it's the big breakout hit from what I heard.
Manifest, same thing in terms of numbers. The Conners. Going, averaging between 10.5 and 11 million viewers. So, no, I'm just going through some.
I've been enjoying The Conners. I think it's good.
Have you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right, Jennifer. Those bits and pieces of who gets canceled, who comes back, will take shape as we get into
the next couple of weeks. Will
Christmas
be really
season.
Telling for these shows.
Right.
Yep.
All right. So, what's on tonight, Jen?
Well, speaking of the Conners, they are. But let's talk about the new stuff first. There's a new show that's premiering called Real Country. It's on the USA Network. I might have to check this one out. We may even have to listen to some of the audio from it. It's Travis Tritt, Jake Owen, and Shania Twain looking for new country music talent. And they start doing that tonight at 10 o'clock on USA Network. There's also another season premiere on PBS. This one is a, if you need a dose of human kindness, and who doesn't, We'll Meet Again is just what you might want to check out. It reunites ordinary people who met in extraordinary times and were bonded by a selfless act. So some good stuff on television. We'll Meet Again, PBS, at 8 o'clock. And season premiere of The Curse of Oak Island tonight on History. That's at 9. Another series premiere, Welcome to Murder Town. No, thank you. Wow. That's on Investigation Discovery. That's at 9. And then Leah Remini is back with her Scientology program in the aftermath. Now she's talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses. That's on A&E at 9 on the networks. You get a full night of new programming on ABC. The Conners, The Kids Are All Right, Blackish, Splitting Up Together, and A Brand New Rookie. At 10. CBS has a new night of NCIS at 8, followed by FBI and NCIS New Orleans. The CW has The Flash. That's new tonight at 8, followed by Black Lightning. Fox is new with The Gifted at 8, followed by Lethal Weapon. And NBC has an elimination round on The Voice at 8, followed by a new episode of This Is Us and New Amsterdam at 10.
All right. Quick reminder, opportunity knocks. And when opportunity knocks, how do you like that? Pretty good sound effects, huh? We're high tech here.
Spare no expense.
Knock, knock. You want some good new pillow? You got a special on the mattress covers. Wow, this is going to be a special deal just for DJV listeners only. Use the DJV code when you go to mypillow.com and buy the pillows 50% off on standard for everything. But there's going to be a special deal on the pillow covers, the mattress covers. It's very important. Great night's sleep. These are very important on your mattress. Check it all out. Buy it now. MyPillow.com with the code, discount code DJV.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
After the hour here on the DJB program. Time for Victoria to shine with her knowledge. This is stuff that's practical and applicable to all of us. Everybody's using some kind of technology. So let's get started with a focus on, as we say here in New England, Victoria, the SMAT speaker.
Right. Well, prosecutors are hoping that the SMAT speaker data could be the key to securing a murder conviction. And in this case, it's a double homicide. A New Hampshire judge has ordered Amazon to provide recordings from an Echo speaker that dates between January 27th of 2017 and the 29th of January in 2017. They also want identifying paired smartphones. They want some data from smartphones that have been paired up with these speakers. And they think that this is, the prosecutors believe that there is something on the recordings that Alexa made that might actually tip the case in their favor. The court decided that there was probable cause to believe that the speaker might have captured audio of the double murders and the aftermath. That's really kind of, that's really going to be the crux of all of it. Amazon says that they will not provide any of this data. This is personal data. That's how Amazon sees it. Apple has kind of been fallen on the same side of that, of the case. So Amazon, now that they have a judge's order, they will turn over the data. However, other skeptics of this type of evidence used in court cases say that a double murder or any murder or crime, you'd have to activate the Amazon Echo device specifically during that time. So if you say Alexa, then Alexa would be awakened during whatever was going on, and then Alexa might actually record a few seconds, probably not enough for a murder conviction, but there may be some sort of hint on there. And so the prosecutors are looking to see what data will come back when Amazon does release this. And they're hoping for anything from a scream from a victim. Maybe the victim's voice is on there saying someone's name who could have been the assailant. They're not really sure, but they say that they're hopeful that this is going to be the new wave of evidence in court. I personally don't think that this is actually going to show a whole lot, because the way Alexa is programmed, as soon as you say her name, she awakens and starts recording, but if you don't follow up with a command that she recognizes, it shuts down again. So I think that the prosecution is kind of barking up the wrong tree here, but we'll see. And as these cases keep coming more and more, this is, you know, not the first one. We'll see if this evidence actually holds up in court, and if it becomes legal precedent, then it changes the landscape of how we all use our smart devices. If our phones can be turned over as evidence, if our smart speakers at home can be turned over, it'll be interesting to see where the courts decide to take it.
And how the sales plummet.
I don't think the sales are really going to be affected, because no one, very few people anticipate either being murdered or murdering. So yeah. It's not really going to affect people how they buy it, but it will definitely affect how some court cases go.
All right, let's update this mysterious unidentified space object that's heading straight toward our planet.
The Geek Out.
A mysterious space object named Oumuamua is dark, cigar-shaped, and traveling at 196,000 miles an hour in Earth's general direction. Astronomers have been trying to figure out if Oumuamua is a comet or an asteroid or something else, because its rate of speed seems to be causing confusion on exactly what it is, and even if its construction is natural or artificial. Yes, a Harvard researcher has even suggested an exotic explanation. Oumuamua, he proposes, has been sent towards Earth as a probe by an alien civilization. Oumuamua is Hawaiian for scout or messenger, and if you'd like to learn more about this peculiar space object, we've posted stories about it on Twitter, @TheGeekOut.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Speaking of technology, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio on Amazon. I hear the DJV program. How about that for advice? Not 59 after the...
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.